Hey Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I wasn't sure you were going to be able to join me tonight. I'm sorry to keep you on the line so long.
Oh, sorry. I think I dialed in a couple minutes late.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. No problem. So, Rachel joins me from here in Alabama, and she's been a patient of mine. And well, Rachel, thanks for joining me. What I'd like to do then is just if you will, while we're waiting on some other callers to come on the line, is can you share a little bit about your experience with your fibromyalgia, where you were prior to working with me, and tell me how you're doing now?
Yeah, it was about maybe 3 years ago or so. I had just gotten out of the Air Force. I was medically retired for asthma, and I started having some symptoms, and I had gone to my primary caregiver and told her that I was having some pain and everything because it was getting harder to walk. And I was still going running almost every day at that time, but it started getting worse and worse. And within maybe about a 3 to 6 month period, it got to where I could barely walk. And I kept telling her about the pain. And I was only about 29 at that time. And I had told her about stuff, and she kept saying, well, you're too young. You shouldn't feel that way. You're way too young. There's no way you should be in pain right now. And I said, well, it's hurting. So it took about a year or so of complaining to her before she actually started doing something about it. And they did. It took a while before they actually finally diagnosed me with fibromyalgia at that time. And then, of course, my stepmom, Robin, it had been coming to see you and talking to you and everything, and that's when she suggested that I go ahead and talk to you. So my husband and I looked into it, and that's when we decided to do that.
Yeah, so before we started working together, what complaints were you having? Can you tell me about your pain and your low energy and just some of the things that you were having some issues with?
Well, it was a whole lot of low energy. I'd get up, feel totally exhausted. I've known several people that have fibromyalgia, and their doctors weren't really helping them. And I was just totally exhausted. I had the fibro fog constantly. I was forgetting everything, and I was finishing up my master's degree in counseling, so it wasn't all that pleasant trying to finish up something and trying to take a test on material that you couldn't remember, and when you were having literally a hard time remembering where you were and what you were doing. And then a whole lot of just sensitivities to different things, a whole lot of problems with just if the covers touched me, then it really bothered me. Or if my husband got too close, just the heat and the cold and everything, it just really, really got to me, especially the heat. And living in Alabama, it's not too pleasant if the heat's bugging you.
Mm-hmm,
and just little things like that, I didn't want to be around people. I was feeling down, but not as much as depressed. And I wasn't really on all that many medications because I had just gotten off some depression medicine that my doctor had me on, due to some stuff that had gone on in a previous relationship. So I was trying to get off medications, and the doctor had actually offered to give me some more medications, and I had told him I would prefer not to because I was trying to go the healthy route and avoid as much extra that I could. But that was pretty much mostly where I was at. I had started trying to exercise too, and of course that was a pain because I could barely move, but I had started Zumba class, and I couldn't do most of the moves that most of the people could do that were even half my age, but I tried my best, and that helped a little bit. I had tried dieting, and because I hadn't been diagnosed with any thyroid problems, and the doctor kept saying I didn't have any because it was close to normal, then they wouldn't do anything for that, and I kept struggling with losing weight. And 1 year, I gained over 33 pounds. So I was struggling a whole lot with even just my self-image at that point, too, because I went literally, like I said, from running every day and being in decent shape to barely able to move and get out of bed.
Yeah.
And waking up and feeling like I was an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah. So one of the things we found in you that, you know, they kept telling you that you didn't have a problem with your thyroid, but you did. So we found that with the testing, mm-hmm. and then we found the problems with the adrenal fatigue, and then you were able to do the anti-inflammatory diet, and you lost a good bit of weight. How much weight did you lose on the diet?
A little over 30 pounds.
And so really, as I tell everybody, it's not about the weight loss, it's about getting healthy. But in the process of getting healthy, fixing your thyroid and fixing your adrenals, you were able to do this diet that then allowed you to lose that weight. And by losing the weight, you found your energy went up and your pain went down, right?
Oh, a significant amount.
Yeah. Well, so given where you're at now compared to where you were, say, you know, 2 years ago, what's the difference between the two? How can you give us a little idea of what it was like 2 years ago, what you could do then, and now what you can do now?
Well, now I can get up out of bed in the mornings and I don't feel like I'm going to fall apart. There's not as much pain. Occasionally, there's still days that I have a tiny bit of pain come, but for the most part, I'm relatively pain-free, and I don't have as many sensitive spots on my body, like on my arms and my knees and stuff, and I can exercise a lot more easily, and I don't have to feel like I'm struggling on just even walking on even slight inclines. I can walk up the stairs now without feeling like I'm going to die. And mm-hmm. I can remember a whole lot more things because of the diet. I believe the way you eat definitely helps your brain functioning too. So,
sure. Well, what was it like working by phone? Because you're in North Alabama and I'm in Central Alabama. So like most of my patients, even though you're here in the state, we worked by phone. What was that process like? How did you find that arrangement?
It wasn't too bad because especially with you replying the emails and everything, I was constantly emailing you, especially in the beginning, but it wasn't too bad. And it helped too that my stepmom had met you and she knows you. So I felt a whole lot more comfortable with that. But you always answered questions. You were always extremely polite and everything on the phone. You made me feel comfortable. Like you truly did care, and it wasn't just a quick phone call and it was over. You really listened, so that was helpful to me. And you actually acted like you believed me whenever I actually said something instead of saying, well, you shouldn't feel that way.
Right. Well, so it was a lot of work, though, wasn't it, to get healthy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whole lot of work, especially the diet.
Yeah. Do you think it was worth it?
Oh, definitely. It was very, very much worth it, and I recommend it to friends and family, and especially even some of my clients that are struggling with their weight, with any thyroid or fibromyalgia problems. I recommend you to them, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you share with those that are listening or maybe listen to a replay? What advice would you give them in closing?
Just keeping working at it and trusting that you are going to go and help us and just be honest about where you're at and how you feel. And if you have questions, just ask those questions because you're always there to help answer those questions and you actually reply really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rachel, thanks for joining me on the call. I look forward to us getting caught up and talking soon.
Thank you.